Hey, good morning. I'm Jerry Yeager. Thanks for being along. Do you know what your credit score is? Do you know why you should know what your credit score is? Is there any good purpose in your knowing that? To find out about it, I'm talking to Diane Chaban, Investment and Wealth Advisor for RBC Dominion Securities. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you for doing this. Do I need to know my credit score?
Yeah, you should have an idea as to what your credit score is. And you find that out by looking at your credit history.
The first time I looked at it, is it a number?
It is a number. Okay. Your credit score is a number. It ranges between 300 to 900. The higher it is, the better it is.
Okay.
And that number is based off of the information that is found in your credit report.
And does anybody ever get a 900?
I haven't seen one, but, you know, people get pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people feel like they're misreported to credit agencies. Do you think that's a valid concern?
It's a valid concern, and the best way to fight against that is to take a look at your credit history and request your credit report. Credit reports are generated by two major companies, either Equifax or TransUnion, and you can go and request your credit report directly from them. If a bank pulls your credit history, it's from one of those two companies, and so best to get it the most accurate version from them.
Okay.
And then you can look to see, because your credit report is like a dirty closet of every single credit facility you've ever had. Everything from your credit card in university, your mortgage, your line of credit, your hydro bill, your phone bill, anything where you're having to make payments on a regular basis are showing up on your credit report. And so your score is then determined based off of a few different things. 35% of that score is, with the bulk of it, is based on your payment history.
Okay.
So are you
making, you pay on time?
Are you making payments on time? And in fact, they don't even really care if you're making the full payment or just the interest on time. So get in the habit of just making some form of payment on time. Of course, making the full payment is better, so you're not paying interest, but just be in that habit of always paying payments. If you're forgetful and you like run around all the time, then do yourself a favor and set up pre-authorized payments, right? So that they're just happening automatically in the background.
All right. Now, Equifax and TransUnion are going to charge you a fee, aren't they?
Well, if you go in person to the office that's in Toronto, you can request it and get it for free.
Oh.
But if you order it online, then there is a nominal fee. And then to get your score, you also have to pay a bit of a fee.
Okay, Diane Chaban is with me, Investment and Wealth Advisor for RBC Dominion Securities. But there are sites like Credit Karma and Mogo, and they will give you a free credit score. Are they as good?
So from what I understand, they're pulling their information from either Equifax or TransUnion. But I've also heard it's not as accurate. So if you really want a legitimate copy of what the bank is going to see when they pull your credit history, it's in my opinion that it's best you just go to the source.
But if you've never done it before and you just want to find out, you said the number between 900 and what's the?
300.
Okay, so you could just get a ballpark from Credit Karma and find out, I'm a 350, I'm in trouble. And that takes me to the next question. What if you are in trouble? How do you fix that?
Okay, there's a few different steps that you can take to fixing your credit. So unfortunately, if you've sort of really messed it up in the past, that stain is there for about 7 years.
Wow.
So it sticks on there, and then eventually after time, it drops off, which is good.
So if you messed up in college, maybe now that you're older, you can fix this.
Correct, yes. And you can fix it by making sure that your credit report has a few different things. So for example, you want to have diversity in your credit. So do you only have credit cards? Or do you have a line of credit and a mortgage or a car loan? Things that have collateral attached to them are also good because they suggest that you've purchased an asset that perhaps is going up in value. If you're really in trouble and you can't even get approved for a new credit card to start fixing that credit history, you can ask your bank to give you what's called a secured credit card. So you buy a GIC for $1,000, you get a Visa for $1,000 on the limit. And so that way there's no risk on you not defaulting on it because they've already got that.
It's GIC. Actually a glorified ATM card.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It impersonates a credit card and helps you build credit score.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Now, some people believe, and maybe they're right, Diane, that if they check their credit score too often, that it negatively affects the score.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No, it's not. So there's two types of hits on your credit report. So there's a soft inquiry and a hard inquiry.
Okay.
A soft inquiry is when you or I go and request our credit bureau. Like, I can look at my report as many times as I want. That does not affect the credit score.
Okay.
If a bank pulls your credit report. That's a hard inquiry. And it's okay to have a hard inquiry if you're applying for credit. Let's go
ahead. A mortgage.
A mortgage. But let's say you're shopping around and you get five banks at the same time to do a hard hit on your credit report, then that's what starts to affect your credit score negatively, because it looks like you're just like trying to get credit from every possible angle.
Why can't it look like I'm just trying to find the best deal?
You don't need to have your credit report pulled in order to find out what the rate is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is the rate going to be affected by my score?
Yes.
You might have a bad score and still get a mortgage, but you'd pay more?
Yes. The bank might charge you a little bit more if you've had a little bit more of a tricky history in your credit report, because you've proven that you may be at a bit of a risk in paying back your mortgage. But a bank generally doesn't want to put you in a predicament, right? So they're looking at different qualifiers when they're deciding whether or not they're going to approve you for a mortgage. So for example, they're going to look at something called your total debt servicing. So how much are you making gross in income? And then they divide that number by your fixed expenses. So what's your current rent, and what's your Visa payments, and what's your hydro bill, and your, you know, anything that's a recurring expense, and they divide that by your overall income. And generally they want that number to be less than 40%.
Can you have too much credit?
Sure you can. And another piece of your credit history that's going to affect your score is your utilization of your credit. So let's say you have four credit cards and they all have a maximum limit of 10,000, and you've maximized that limit on all four of them. So it looks like you don't even have any more room to budge. Whereas if you have those four cards and you've only used one or two out of the four, then it shows that you're not really dependent on that credit.
What percentage of people are in trouble?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think?
Probably more than we want to admit.
Well, maybe you don't encounter a lot of them because they aren't coming to see a wealth advisor.
That's a fair statement. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But simple enough to just get started by going to one of those free services like Credit Karma or MoGo or something.
Yes.
And just find out where you're at.
Yes. And some also do come with credit counseling services to kind of look at where your credit bureau report is looking like and steps that you can take to fixing it.
Diane Chaban is an investment and wealth advisor with RBC Dominion Securities. Great to have you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. That was fun.